from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping a report this hour, New Jersey's utilities will defer a massive increase in the cost of electricity until the fall. Under orders from the Board of Public Utilities, documents filed with the BPU show that the regulatory agency ordered JCP&L, PSE&G, and Atlantic City Electric to come up with a rate mitigation plan to be in effect between July 1st and September 30th. Customers are facing increases as high as 20%. The deferral would ease the burden on ratepayers in the months leading up to a hotly contested gubernatorial election in which Democrats, who control all branches of state government, could end up facing the most heat. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka is suing New Jersey's top federal prosecutor over his arrest on a trespassing charge at a federal immigration detention facility in May, saying the Trump-appointed attorney pursued the case out of political spite. Baraka says he wants interim U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Alina Haba, to be held accountable for her actions.
I just want to say this is not about revenge or not about me going after individuals because I think they've wronged me.
The lawsuit seeks damages for, quote, false arrest and malicious prosecution, and also accuses Haba of defamation for comments she made about his case. The charges against Baraka have since been dropped, and a cup of coffee in the morning could help women stay healthy as they get older.
Research out of Harvard University followed a group of 50,000 women for 30 years. Drinking coffee every morning was linked to staying mentally sharp and physically strong later in life. Decaf coffee and tea didn't have the same effect. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will we keep getting good weather? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fact.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to be clear tonight and warmer than recent nights. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. Hot and somewhat more humid tomorrow with times of clouds and sun. Highs will be between 85 and 90. Warm and muggy tomorrow night with a partly cloudy sky. Lows will be between 65 and 70. Then as we head through the day on Friday, it's going to be another warm and humid day with clouds and breaks of sun. There might be an afternoon shower or thunderstorm in a few spots. Most areas, though, will be dry with highs running in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Right now it's 78 in Piscataway, 74 in Point Pleasant, and 78 in Camden. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.